Deluxe here. On our first recording many winters ago, we said we love the law. But now, today, this is a Christmas song. This is a rebel song. This is an anti-war song. This is a folk song. This is a Thrift Bakery song. Merry Christmas to all from Thrift Bakery.
Me and my cousin one Arthur McBride, as we went a-walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did be died. For it being on Christmas morning, and for recreation we went on a tramp. And we met Sergeant Napper and Corporal Graham, and the little wee drummer intending to camp.
Good morning, the sergeant did cry.
And the same to you, gentlemen, we did reply. Intending no harm as we meant to pass by. For it being on Christmas morning.
But he says, my fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I will slip in your fist. And a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust. And drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life. And he always is blessed with a charming young wife. And he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife. And he always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier, he always is decent and clean. In the finest of clothing he's constantly seen. While other poor fellows go dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning.
Says Arthur, I would not be proud of your clothes, for you've only the land of them, as I suppose. And you not change them at night, for you know, if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although it is said that we're single and free, scruples and would send us to France, where we would get shot without warning.
Oh, now, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from Spalpeen or Brat. For if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning.
Then Arthur and I soon we drew out our odd. We scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades. A trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take that as fair warning. Their old rusty rapiers that hung by their side, we flung them as far as we could to the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur McBride, and temper their edge in the recruits. For we were the lads who would give them hard clouts and bid them look sharp in the morning. Oh, me and my cousin, one Arthur McBride, as we went a-walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morn.